And we're back.
It's Lottie and Shadow Gents again, and while we have the opportunity, we're going to record we're going to record Tarkus Trooper's Ultra Sexy Music Questionnaire. So first question, choose one. Name your top five favorite songs, bands or singers, or albums.
All right. Top five songs, not in any necessary order. In Keeping Secrets of Silent Earth 3, Iron by Woodkid. Oh, the first one's by Coheed and Cambria. So let me start over. In Keeping Secrets of Silent Earth 3 by Coheed and Cambria, Iron by Woodkid, White Walls by Between the Buried and Me, Death Rides a Horse by Russian Circles. Building Steam with a Grain of Salt by DJ Shadow. And how many is that? Is that four?
That's five.
That's five. Okay. There's more than that, but.
Okay, fuck me. Let's see. Favorite bands or singers? Okay, let's see. I think I'm gonna do favorite bands. Evanescence has a special place in my heart, like I said in the last one. I've been really into Rammstein for the past couple of years. I like Fleetwood Mac. I like Elton John. I like Queen. Let's go with that. That's a good list. Okay. Two, first concert you remember seeing, whether it be in person or on TV. I'm gonna answer for both. The first question, first concert I remember seeing on TV was Backstreet Boys, I think. It was either Backstreet Boys, I'm pretty sure it was Backstreet Boys, but it could have been NSYNC or Britney Spears. First concert I saw in person was Evanescence. Your turn.
All right. The first concert I saw on TV was a recording of Fleetwood Mac live in concert. My parents owned that. First concert I saw in person was Creed. I was in middle school. And I was in middle school and my dad took me to see Creed because we're a Catholic family, so Creed was a
So,
Christian rock band.
yeah.
So Dad dug it and felt it was safe for me. And I went and saw them and had a great time for a middle schooler. All right.
Okay. A song or band that you used to love when you were younger.
For me, Linkin Park. I used to
Yep.
absolutely adore them. I was
Yeah.
like, they're angry and they understand me.
Yeah. I can sympathize with that. I've kind of.
Specifically, I loved One Step Closer because he yelled shut up a lot, and I was like, yeah, that's the anger I need. And then I found out what actual metal is.
I love you very, very much. Okay,
Thank you.
so a band I used to love. I think I've probably fallen off that fallen, that's a pun, fallen off the Evanescence wagon, but they still hold a special place in my heart because, that was a good solid 5 years of my life that I was like hard fucking core devoted. But anyway, let's move on. Okay. If you could tattoo a line from a song somewhere on your body, which lyric would it be and where would you put it? Me first? Okay, so I have two ideas. I have sometimes the only payoff for having any faith is when it's tested again and again every day from Immortals by Fall Out Boy, because that lyric fucking speaks to me. Like that's one of the most powerful lyrics that stuck with me from the last several years. And I know it's probably some of you are probably cringing that that happens to be a Fall Out Boy lyric, but fuck you, okay? Fuck
Wow,
you.
aggressive.
I also I don't know where I would put that, somewhere where I can see it. I'm thinking about maybe if I were to get it, maybe the inside of my upper arm. And I also think I think I would do I've Got Thick Skin and an Elastic Heart from Elastic Heart by Sia, because I've had to develop thick skin and a heart that can bounce back from from a lot of problems. I've had to develop that kind of shit because I've been, you know, the kind of person that people come to with their problems for years and years and years. The first time I talked someone out of killing themselves, I was 11 years old.
Real talk.
Real talk, yeah. But I've been sort of that person who takes on everyone else's problems for over half my life. And so I've had to develop the ability to bounce back pretty quickly. And I've had to develop thick skin because I got picked on a lot for a long, long fucking time. And I've been sort of duped and sort of kind of hurt by, you know, being naive and stuff. And yeah, this is getting a little bit personal and I'm getting a little choked up. Your turn, Bo.
All right.
Your turn.
So we're gonna dial it back a little bit here.
Sorry, I kind of got.
Yeah, you kind of the train
That
started rolling and you just couldn't stop it. So what question were we even the tattoo line from song? Both of mine are probably between the Buried and Me lyrics. The first one is probably the line "We will be remembered for this" from the song White Walls. White Walls is a song. Are you rolling your eyes at me?
No, I'm trying not to cry.
White Walls is a
Fuck me in
song
the
later. White
Okay.
Walls is a song about the lead singer of the band went to Ozzfest and saw a bunch of bands and he was like, "Oh, they're just making music to get famous. They're not doing it because they love it," and that really made him angry. So he wrote a song about how the music you make is what people are going to listen to and remember you for when you die. So don't sell out. And that song is one of the reasons why I still am trying to make art. So, because I want to make stuff I love. The other lyric is probably just because it sounds really cool. Is the line, "We build mountains to crush oceans."
Dude, that's fucking boss.
Yeah. I love that line. I don't even care about what the context is, but that line is just so fucking cool. So, yeah, I kind of want that maybe. And both of them would be on my forearm. All right. Do you play any musical instruments? Is there one you could want to take up learning? I sing a lot.
He does.
I used to play the drums and I'm still okay at them, but mostly, if I want to learn an instrument, I'd probably want to sound stereotypical, learn guitar, because most of the bands I listen to are on guitar, and I want to learn to do what they do, because what they do is super cool.
I tried to learn guitar when I was younger, and I failed miserably at it. I've contemplated trying to learn ukulele, and if I did, I would want to do a cover compilation of major emo hits of on the ukulele. Because I'm a fucking weirdo, okay?
You
Okay?
are a dork, and I love you.
I love you too.
All right, number six. Is there a certain song or songs that makes you horny without fail?
I don't know about without fail.
I know one.
What?
"You've Seen the Butcher" by Deftones. That song is fucking hot.
Yes, in no small part due to the fact that he kind of showed me the music video, and there's a part that, like, pow, right in the blood fetish. Oops.
Yeah, no, it's a music video that's very oddly sexual. That song does get me hot.
Honk.
And she just squeezed my dick like Clown Notes. Yeah, that song turns me on. What
Oh,
other
fuck,
songs turn me
there
on?
are
I
some.
think "All Mine" by Portishead is another song that turns me on quite a bit.
I'm gonna look
It's
through
just,
the
it's
music
very, it
lyrics
feels
again.
classy, but it still has this very
See.
sexual vibe to it. Also, most music by Morphine gets me a little hot. Morphine is slow, heavy bass, saxophone, and a singer with a voice that sounds like smoke. So,
Anything with a good bass will get me hot. Oh, I know a couple that I can name off the top of my head. Zydrate Anatomy from Repo the Genetic Opera. Wow, fuck me. Also, the main title theme from Pacific Rim makes me want to give lap dances, and if I'm sitting down while listening to it, I'll usually end up starting to slowly, thrust my hips in time with the music and start getting a little hot.
Unconventional choices there.
Shut the fuck up.
No, I'm saying that in support.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
Rude.
God. Hello?
Very. Edit my girlfriend being rude out.
Love you.
Love you too. There's one more song that gets me really hot, and I wish I could remember what it's called because I love it. It's a song by Massive Attack.
Hold
I can't
on.
remember.
Do I have
Rising
a.
Sun by Massive Attack gets me hot. All right.
Okay.
Number
Also,
seven.
Remedy by Seether.
Yeah.
That one's a hot song. Okay, anywho. Number seven. A song that everyone hates but you love.
A song that everyone loves but you hate.
You first.
Well, a lot of people seem to enjoy Kid Rock's All Summer Long.
Oh, fuck that
That
song.
song gives me a lot of trust issues because I hear it on the radio and I'm like, oh hey, it's Warren Zevon. I like Warren Zevon. And then I hear Kid Rock like, I'm
That
like,
was bad. We might need to edit that to tone your voice down just a little
Sure.
bit,
I was at my old job stocking shelves overnight, and
Boo.
one of my coworkers reported that when that song came on the radio, he heard from the opposite corner of the store, he just heard it just said, "Fuck the song!" And from my corner of the store, once I shouted that, I heard it just Yeah, no, I absolutely hate that song.
Me too.
Hate it. Despise it. Want it to get thrown out a goddamn window. On the other hand, everyone in my house hates Taylor Swift. And after being exposed to her on the radio, I have to admit, I can't say I love it, but it's the closest that I can get to a song that everyone. Because I have good taste in music! But everyone seems to not like Shake It Off. I'm like, it's a fun little pop song.
Oh, yeah, that one's fun to dance to. That one's fun to dance to.
It's a perfectly cromulent song.
I think I'm gonna have to go with All Summer Long for the song that everyone loves but you hate. A song that everyone hates but you love. I have a weakness for Nicki Minaj. Shrug. I mean, a lot of people don't like her, but I can't help but feel. I can't help but have fun when listening to Nicki Minaj. Especially for some reason, Anaconda. Stop fucking judging me, okay?
I'm not saying a goddamn thing.
Also, she's fucking hot. I would give anything to give her good. I would do anything to give her head. Sorry.
If you starred in any musical of your choice, which character would you want to portray? Would you want to say what my answer is for me? Because you already know what it is.
Probably Javert from Les
And I'm Javert!
Mis.
Do not forget my name! Do not forget me! 24601! Yes.
I'm still going to make things happen, but anywho.
But no, Javert is a role I would love to play.
He's
Because
damn good at singing, though.
they're out in the
I'm
darkness.
gonna go get some ice. I'm a little too warm right now.
A fugitive running. Fallen from God. I'm stalling for Lottie. God be my witness. I never shall yield till we've come face to face. Till we've come face to face. He knows his way in the dark. Mine is the way of the Lord. Oh my God, my voice sounds awful right now.
Once my screen go?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay.
So yeah, no, that was who I would want to portray in a musical would be Javert.
Javert from the eyes.
I think Lottie would want to be someone from Repo, just guessing ahead of time.
I would either want to be somebody from Repo, or I would want to be someone from Wicked, or I would want to be someone from Chicago. Just put me in any role. I'll be fine. Give me voice training first, though, because my singing voice really fucking sucks. As y'all who are on my Soundgasm page a lot probably know.
I know a guy.
You know a guy?
His name is Doug. He can help you. Doug is a
Thank you,
friend of
Doug.
mine.
Doug is fantastic. Oh my God. There was a time, the last time I was here, the day that I left, without even announcing that he was here, Doug just burst through the door and the two of them started doing the confrontation song from Les Mis. And it was fucking beautiful, and I died a happy death. I live, I die, I live again. Anywho.
All right. If you were an exotic dancer, what would your go-to song to strip to be?
Holy Diver by Dio. Don't ask.
That was really quick. You put a lot of thought into this, apparently.
No, I've just wanted to strip to that song for several years.
I would say Rising Sun by Massive Attack because it has a really good beat and just kind of feels hot. All right. So yeah, that's that one. If you were to record and release an album, what would be its title? Please explain. That's really hard. Probably you're going to have lots of questions. None of them will be answered, is the name of my album.
I don't like that.
That kind of describes my life in general.
I think just because it's something that I genuinely believe in and have believed in for a long time before and after my raver phase, I would have to make my album title Peace, Love, Unity, Respect. Because plur, motherfucker! Anyway, is there a famous musician that you want to fuck? Please do tell. My very first ever lesbian sex stream featured Amy Lee from Evanescence. I can tell the story. I was famous somehow, and we were at a ball, and we were both in beautiful ball gowns, and she was confronting me because I had called her a prostitute on the internet or something. And then, one second we're fighting, the next second we're naked under a tablecloth and having hot lesbian sex. And then I woke up and I was just like, what the fuck just happened?
I don't know, but it was hot. I have several musicians I would love to bang.
All right, do tell. Do tell, boo.
Lindsey Stirling.
Yeah, she's hot.
She's incredibly hot and dorky and cute and a nerd, and I would love to, if I may be absolutely, hold on, let me find out my shadow hit points. I want to throw her down onto a bed. Hold those hips down, spread those legs apart, and make her scream my fucking name. Get that ice cream away from me, I'm talking. She tried to put ice cream in my face. Yeah, no, I would love to bang Lindsey Stirling because she's adorable. What else? I have a very long fuck it list. Haley from Paramore is a cute redhead, so yes. This is gonna be an oddly unconventional twist, but Florence Welch from Florence and the Machine
Yeah, I can see
is
that. She's hot.
another gorgeous redhead who I would enjoy banging the absolute shit out of.
Associations. Associations. That's all I'm gonna say. Sorry, I associate Florence and the Machine with several people that I have crushes on.
Yeah, no, I know the one you're thinking of.
Maybe you do. Is a girl.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not the person you're thinking of.
Okay. Let me think. Who else is on my musician fuck? Taylor Swift is. I don't know. She's pretty cute, but I don't know if I'm super
She's
into that
fucking
scene.
adorable. I would totally hug the shit out of
I
her.
feel like you would be corrupting her.
I would be cuddling the fuck out of her. She's so cute.
Taylor Swift is adorable.
She's so cute.
All right, and that's the questionnaire.
Yep.
All right, so that's it. Those are our ultra sexy music questions.
Thank you, Tark. We love you.
We love you, Tarkus Trooper. We need to record together again sometime, you dork.
Yes, we do. Both of us do. We
At
need to
the
have
same time.
a threesome recording.
Booyah.
Okay. Okay, that's enough. I'm gonna go enjoy my Cold Stone Creamery leftovers now. Love ya.
Love y'all.
Bye.
Bye-bye.